News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, just take a listen to this.
Thank you to the Academy for this honor of honors. They told me I only have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton this week. I'm thinking maybe Quentin does a movie about it, and in the end, the adults do the right thing.
Yeah, of course, that was Brad Pitt accepting his award for Best Supporting Actor at the Oscars on Sunday night. And the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood star wasn't the only awardee, though, talking politics, but our Tinseltown's finest preaching from the pulpit, or simply maybe just using their spotlight for a political good. Well, the host of LBC's Radio's breakfast show, Nick Ferrari, joins us on the programme. Nick, what's your view?
I've had enough. What is it with these people? Why can't they just accept their award, thank everybody, and get off? I do not want political speeches. Whether it was Joaquin Phoenix, who actually, I watched it all in full, I don't know whether you have. Mm-hmm. He actually talks about the artificial insemination of cows, about getting milk. Renee Zellweger lectures us about the American dream. Look, these people are incredibly fortunate. They're blessed with literally movie star looks. They have a fantastic career. They have more money than Croesus. And they can sleep with whether man, woman, or both. I don't care. They're not. Just be grateful. Get up, say thank you, and clear off.
But, I mean, do they not have kind of a responsibility, or is it not an opportunity for them to air whatever their views are, their concerns, whether it's about politics, animal rights, whatever the issues are that really annoy them? I mean, they kind of opportunity to do that, should they not?
Well, let's break down those two words. The two words you use that interest me are responsibility and opportunity. Do they have an opportunity? Yes, they do. And they know that it's going to one of, apart from the Super Bowl, and dear God, if we're not careful, we'll have American football players telling us about the impeachment trial or whatever it might be. So, yes, they have to. Do they have a responsibility? No. As Ricky Gervais, the British comic, said earlier this year at the Golden Globes, these people have no touchstone on the real world. They have drivers, they have chefs, they have bodyguards, they have agents, they have masseuses, they have managers. They don't have a clue how we live our normal lives. It is patronising to the extreme to even try.
So do you think, Nick, for instance, if the likes of Brad Pitt or, you know, whoever wants to get on stage at the Oscars or any of these kind of big Golden Globe events and air their views on politics or the world, they should really start running for office?
Oh, how marvellous. And one did once. And they have, actually, I'm so sorry, too. Schwarzenegger and Ronnie Reagan, you know, many years ago. Good luck to them. I mean, if we're not careful, what will happen is it will go the other way and we'll have Boris Johnson, Leo Varadkar and Donald Trump trying to appear in movies. And dear God, they've got enough problems as they are in politics. So I really think each should stick to their own.
Like, I'm interested in this because I was looking just even on, you know, on social media last night, just on members of the public, their views on this. And I suppose there is a kind of quite a large divide over whether or not famous people like your big movie stars have a duty. Maybe it's a different role word. A duty as role models to just be engaged with the political system and what's going on. But what you're saying is just leave it at the door. This doesn't need to come into the Oscars.
I think it's something like the Oscars, which is a celebration of what they've achieved. If they want to turn up and support Greta Thunberg, as I'm sure they all do, or they want to go on other rallies, or they want to go around picking up plastic off the beaches, fantastic. Please, it is hard enough watching the Oscars as it is, with the movie that no one has seen becoming the best movie in the world, in the most extraordinary piece of a political engineering by the Oscars. No one's even seen this damn movie. Apparently, it's the best film we've ever known in our lives.
What the hell?
Not in this. It will go on. I tell you what, Parasite will go on to make about £8.50. Whereas 1917 was going to make about $350 million.
Right, look, we'll just leave it there for the moment. And Nick Ferrari, of course, host of LBC Radio Show, The Breakfast Show. My thanks to you for your time this morning.
Oh, God, Leo Varadkar in films. Love Actually, the remake. I can see it now. Let's not give him ideas.